This explains the passage in the Bible, "The sins of the father shall descend into the children of the third and fourth generation." Few have thought to trace a hereditary disease or a grievous tendency to commit wrong down to a tiny molecule, that in appearance is an inert particle of matter, but the people of today sow the tiny seed or molecule of good within their own physical system. The seed which holds within itself a still smaller seed, and within this smaller seed one still more infinitesimal, and there at the very root will be discovered the tiny germ which is the beginning of another life which will be in existence many years from this present date, November 26, 1902. We have good reason to believe that an invention will yet be given to the world whose magnifying powers will enable the human eye to discover in the interior functions of the male and female element the life germs or molecules of future generations, folded closely within many circles of matter or positive and negative force. A Christmas sermon to humanity. At Christmas time, let all your hearts be glad, dispel the gloomy, dark and sad. Remember, Christ was born this day in Bethlehem, far, far away. At Christmas time it is well for all people to give some time to reflection, to turn back the pages of life's book just one year, and to read that which has been inscribed upon the pages. In that way one may be able to determine the progress he has made during the year. It will also give him time to think of the new, clean book he is to be given upon the first day of the year, and of how he is going to write upon its pages. Bear in mind that life is a book and a page is turned at the close of every day. On Christmas Day let the holiday spirit reign. Think of those less fortunate than yourself and send them helpful thoughts and vibrations if you can send them nothing more. Utter the thought to yourself, "I will do what I can." A kindly thought or a cup of cold water given in love is, "How am I serving a good purpose?" Pleasing to the angels of heaven who can see all that goes on in the material world. Upon Christmas wish much good for humanity. Pray that man may understand that he is a free agent. And since he himself is the creator of sin, disease and infamy, also poverty, he may by his own creative power create their opposite, good, love, prosperity and universal brotherhood. Pray that he may understand that selfishness and ignorance are the parents of crime, and whosoever fosters them works against the higher law of universal good. Upon Christmas Day enter into the sanctuary of your souls, and commune with the God within you. It is easy enough to determine after doing this whether you are doing a good or a poor work in the way you are serving humanity. Frame these words in your mind and hang them in the art gallery of your soul: peace on the earth, goodwill to men. If you will do this, you will feel better satisfied with yourself at the close of the day. Since Christmas is the saddest and the happiest day of all the year, try to find some compensation for the sad memories that will come up in spite of yourself. If a dear one who was with you a year ago has passed beyond the valley of the shadow, think of him as having found a fairer and brighter home in the beautiful beyond. Think of him as being with you, occupying the chair which has seemed to you in your ignorance to be so vacant. Think that all is well with him, he has only passed to a higher school of understanding, and it is only because you are not sufficiently advanced in spiritual understanding to be able to understand the wisdom and mighty power of the Most High, who ordereth all things well. Let your Christmas Day be one step in advance upon the pathway of light that leads to immortal life. Ask that God give you light and spiritual illumination until the mighty principles which govern spiritual law be clearly manifest unto you, that you may say no longer "I believe," but rather, "I know." "I have the knowledge, it hath been revealed unto me that the soul of man continues after the change called death, that it continues to grow and unfold its beautiful powers throughout all eternity, and that it continues to hold its individuality throughout all time. That the soul of man is progressive, that it was not created to go back into any lower form, but to climb upward and onward, and to unfold in the beautiful sunlight of God's smile." Such thoughts as these are helpful upon Christmas Day and at all times, for their creation will help to strengthen the spiritual. Think of the gentle teacher the anniversary of whose birth is celebrated upon this day. He understood the higher law and was able to demonstrate it from this fact alone, and not on account of any miraculous birth, but because he was at all times spiritually minded and much given to inward thought and reflection. Through his spirituality he developed certain senses that are dormant in the average individual. Consequently, man is unable to perform certain works that the gentle teacher of Nazareth gave unto the world. It is well for any individual of ordinary comprehension to try and understand the full and complete meaning of the higher thought, remembering that it is the assimilating of such thoughts that will furnish food for his soul nature. The individual should be in tune with himself. Upon Christmas Day he should listen to the divine symphony of his own soul that is being rendered within his own spiritual temple. A Merry Christmas. December 25, 1902. The end. This was our second book, dedicated to our beloved mother. Accept our offering from above, written in the name of love. May it go forth and bear good seed to darkened homes and souls in need. May it point the way that leads to light, filling men's souls with godly might. And someday in the courts divine the BWS good work a gem shall shine. Acknowledgement. There is in my soul the deepest feeling of gratitude for the inestimable benefit and service rendered through the marvelous powers of Elizabeth Maud Weatherhead. It was through her hand that my dear son and daughter communicated from the celestial spheres the beautiful and instructive messages of this book. This 1903 book, written by my beloved children, I present to the world with the earnest desire that all who read may receive the peace that passeth understanding and the joy of knowledge, health and wealth of spirit. From the Celestial Sphere. Copyright, 1903. Found online September 24th, via mentioned in https://wordgems.net/summerland.1minute.html and link to book was https://archive.org/details/angels-dieroslizoosher.